here might have had the same philosophy. They watched and listened silently to those who had to speak. Some people could not bear waiting or silence, and so gave away more than they knew. Servants circulated through the guests, slender, golden-haired youths, proffering wine with a bow and a wordless smile. Young men and young women alike, they wore tight white breeches and flowing white shirts. And male and female alike, they moved with disturbing grace. Each looked more than a mirror image of the others, the boys as handsome as the girls were beautiful. He doubted he could distinguish one from another, and he had an eye and a memory for faces. A smiling, white-clad girl offered her tray of crystal goblets to him. He took one with no intention of drinking. It might appear untrusting, or worse, and either could be deadly here, if he refused altogether, but anything could be slipped into a drink. Surely some among his companions would have no objections to seeing the number of their rivals for power dwindle, whomever the unlucky ones happened to be. Idly he wondered whether the servants would have to be disposed of after this meeting. Servants hear everything. As the serving girl straightened from her bow, his eye caught hers above that sweet smile. Blank eyes, empty eyes, a doll's eyes. Eyes more dead than death.